opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State, and today we'll be listening to a repeat of the Enjoy Magazine show from last Thursday.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome everybody to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine.
My sister in crime is back.
I'm here, yes. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next month, but...
When we last left you, we were talking about Rhonda going back to school for her degree, and that is still what you're working towards, but you still have to wait to find out
if
you've been accepted.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you know what? That's a little bit of BS if you're not going to be with me until you're accepted, right?
Right. I will. So
here you are.
Here I am.
I got so many emails, it was insane. People so upset.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How was your day today?
It was absolutely crazy. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, mine was really arduous today.
Yeah.
I was tested.
Yeah, well, we're dealing with deadlines, so here we go. June's coming up. I'm excited about June. Great cover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it? No, it's all right.
We have to surprise people.
So we are in the throes, Northern California, of the May 2016 issue of Enjoy, Northern California Lifestyle Magazine. Bright Blossoms is the title. And we got a lot going. We must have a lot going on because our calendar is full. And I can tell you this much: the window in the store at Enjoy the Store is completely maxed out with events going
right,
on.
Right, with posters, yeah.
So as we say over and over, we keep beating it like a dead horse. There is always something to do for almost anybody.
And May is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, people are getting ready to graduate, or they're graduating, and you've got graduates, and
I've got three.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Getting ready for summer.
Mm.
So exciting.
Yeah, my son's graduating, my oldest, from high school, and he's going on his class trip. He's going to Hawaii for a week. And then one of my twins will be leaving at the exact same time with mom to go to ecology camp in Southern Oregon.
Oh, fun.
So guess who that leaves by himself with the other twin?
Oh, you're lucky.
All by myself.
All by yourself. You guys will have a great time.
I know. We do have a good
bonding.
Time.
Special
so
bonding.
What do we got in the magazine going on as far as events this month? I know that there's the 10th annual, Pirates of Penzance, Chico, at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. That's May 6th, which is what? Day after tomorrow or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the Pirate Palooza.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see.
The writing's really light.
No, I actually wrote through it with my own pen. So that must have been what I wanted them to play. Thanks for correcting me.
You're welcome.
And what else do we have?
Well, there is the 5th Annual Cottonwood Rodeo Parade, which is this weekend. They do it every Mother's Day. They have their rodeo, and it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, so a lot
of fun.
That's
in historic downtown Cottonwood. That'll be May 7th. That's 10 through 11 a.m. Also, there's the 4th Annual, Youth Violence Prevention Council, Shasta Mud Run, which is a big deal. I didn't get to do that last year, but I guess there are a lot of people that like to get dirty.
That's 14th?
Ross Ranch, yeah, that's May 14th. That's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check that out if you want to register, I suppose you can.
And then there's a ton of stuff going on Memorial Weekend. So we usually go to the coast, and we go to the Kinetic Sculpture Races. So we're going to do that again. That is a blast. Ooh. So if you've never
Have
done
you guys
that,
ever been? Those are our guests with no live mics, which is fine. That's the way we like it. But I have to ask because I'm looking. You haven't been either? Okay. I haven't been, but I'm going. I want to go
That's
for
really
sure this
fun.
Time. What else? We've got the Dogathon in Anderson. That's the Haven Humane Society, May 14th through the 15th, and that starts at 1 and goes through 8 p.m.
The Strawberry Festival in Happy Valley. That's an event that's been going on for quite some time.
It is.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's...
I've never been, but I've heard really good things
about
it.
Yeah, the strawberries.
There's just too much going on. I'm always at the coast on Memorial Weekend. So.
Farmer's Market kicks off in Hay Fork at the Hay Fork Park. That's May 20th through the 27th and from 4 to 7 p.m. So, yeah, there looks like there's a lot going on. Shasta High School will be doing their rendition of
Sound of Music. And that, I think, ends this weekend.
It does. 5th, 6th, and 7th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. What about this one?
String Fever was last night.
Oh, that was
and
last
I
night.
Went.
That's the one I went.
Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
Was it?
It was. They were amazing. They were so good.
And they are part of the series that
Jane Whitman.
Jane Whitman, who we have on regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great show at the Cascade.
And then, of course, not last but not least, on the back cover, coming to a park near you, we are promoting for June, starting the first Friday of June, will be our eighth season of Movies in the Park.
Yep.
And so we got the new Star Wars, which we were super excited, and then because Disney took over, they were going to allow us to use the rest of the Star Wars series. So we had initially booked the entire August Star Wars, and I know Disney owns it, but they run under the Lucasfilm brand.
Right.
They pulled the licensing for all the old movies. Once again, leaving me with an entire month that I'm scrambling right now to refill. But we do have the new Star Wars Awakening, which we're going to get to still see. So we have some new movies that we're going to be planning to put on soon. And we have some park issues. Well, stay posted to either our Facebook or our www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com site because some of the parks are being reseeded. And so we're going to have to kind of figure out where we're going to be, and because of reseeding, other things will be moving to other parks which we're part of, which may push us out. So anyway, we're working through our stuff, but
we're still doing movies in the park.
Yeah, but we're still doing movies in the park. Just hang tight with us. So anyway, sit back, relax. We're going to take our first break. When we get back, we'll introduce you to our first guests. This is KCNR 1460 AM.
This is going to be good.
Wow. Rodeo. Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to a replay of the Enjoy Magazine show from May 5th.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, Northern California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And I forgot to do my traditional thing by wishing the bots good luck with their show out at Wind River. So break a leg, Linda.
Thanks. And thank you for letting us be here tonight.
Yeah. So, my dear Rhonda, why don't you introduce us to our first victims of the night? guests. Sorry.
Well, tonight we have Heather Wright and Chris Fazzari here with us from Girls, Inc.
Yes.
And
good evening.
You guys have some exciting stuff going on.
I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you. It's my traditional Girls, Inc. shirt. I next to wear to all my interviews.
So, I think we should just start with
which
you
we
telling...
we have an article.
We
so
do have an
know.
Article on page... 73
yes.
in the May issue.
So if you want to find out more after this interview, you can pick up a copy of Enjoy and read further.
But I thought we would just start with you telling us a little bit about Girls, Inc.
Sure. We were actually founded in 2008 in Tehama County as a way to really mentor girls in a way outside of the traditional traditional school scene, I guess, mm-hmm. and really empowering them to stand on their own 2 feet, to be strong, smart, and bold, and to forge out in the world on their own and mm-hmm. make good choices with their lives.
So is it a meeting that they go to?
Yes. Or? We run primarily right now. We run in schools either during the school day or after school. And we have programming that it's a national organization that we run about 10 programs.
Several different topics. Yeah. We have a media literacy, economic literacy, adolescent health issues, violence prevention,
mm-hmm.
and we also have modules for introduction to different sports participation.
Uh-huh. Sporting champ.
Yeah. So not to take away from the local, I guess you would call it a local chapter, maybe?
Yeah, I guess right. so, yeah. Right. It's a national organization, Girls Inc. It's been around since the 1800s.
Oh, wow. And see, that's something I didn't
know. Yeah. So it was founded in back east, and we there's chapters all over the country, and mm-hmm. we were founded here in 2000. And, mm-hmm. 2008,
yeah.
around there, yeah.
So we're celebrating our 10th anniversary.
In Tehama County.
We were in 2006. Yeah, we were founded in 2006. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second.
No, sorry, that was me. I heard 2008. You might have said 6 earlier.
10 years, wait.
I always push my agenda.
That's right.
It's in my
You're
head.
You're celebrating
right.
10 years.
that's
exciting.
I'm a math genius.
So what do you have planned for your tenure?
Well, every year we do a community brunch, basically. We honor people in the community who've really done outstanding things for women or children in the community, and we have just a brunch called the Strong, Smart, and Bold Brunch, and this year we're going to be doing it again, but this is our 10-year anniversary, so it's going to be extra special. We're going to have a lot of great presentations. The girls are going to be there. We're giving out the community awards, and we're also giving out, which is we're really excited about, our first ever Girls Inc. Scholarship Fund.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be awarded to four recipients from Shasta College. They're mm-hmm. either incoming freshmen or they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're moving along. We're really
so what, I mean, obviously Girls Inc. would notate or not, that, you know, obviously it's for girl empowerment, but is there an age typically that you guys work within?
Yes.
Within our area right now, we're pretty much handling from 5th grade through high school.
Okay.
And at different schools, we have different programs for different ages.
But we are chartered to run from, we could say, 6 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Usually it's around 7 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can anybody go to the brunch? Do you have to get tickets or you
yeah.
have to be invited?
No,
or?
Anyone can go. You can purchase a table if you'd like.
Oh,
you can buy a ticket individually. They're $25 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And the brunch is on May 15th at 11 a.m. at Riverview.
That's a nice location.
That's great.
And if you don't need to be a member to go to the brunch, so you can go see the Riverview and look out over the river.
Yeah, you can purchase those tickets at our links on our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can call our office phone number. And if can I give that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Both
it's
of those.
It's 527-7767.
Or our website is girlsincnsv.org.
And so you have a daughter?
I do. I have twins too.
Oh, you have
I have
twins?
A boy and a girl twin.
Oh, wow.
And she's 6 years old.
Okay.
But I was a girl, you know. And Chris has two daughters.
Well, that's where I was getting next.
Yeah.
Do you have just the two
I
girls?
I do. I have two girls.
Yeah.
Father of two daughters. One is graduating from college.
Oh, wow.
This month.
Uh huh.
And then the other one's graduating from 8th grade this month. And
oh, wow.
And going to be in high school within the system.
Very cool. I often wonder because, you know, I think it's cool that fathers that participate heavily in their daughters
we'd like to have
activities, and it's cool.
We would like to have more in the organization. Chris is definitely, he's outnumbered by all of us, but he's great. He's a
and
great
And you guys
athlete.
All just volunteer and
we do. I'm the board chair this year. Chris is the secretary,
uh-huh.
and we have a board probably about 8 or 9 people
yeah.
right now, and we work really hard for the girls, and everything goes back to them.
We really like to grow that
yeah.
number,
right.
And I'm very interested in it. If anybody's interested in learning more about it or wants to attend a board meeting, they can contact that number that I left. And,
mm-hmm. and we'll have you
up.
Say that again right before
absolutely.
We leave. But what kind of numbers are we talking about as far as girls that attend?
We serve with thousands of girls over the years. Probably in the last year, I'd say 300 to 400.
Oh,
about.
So this is no small
it isn't.
Rodeo.
It isn't. We serve thousands and thousands of girls over the years. But
uh-huh.
we are in a school setting, so mm-hmm. and we limit our class size. It's a very small class size. They can get the most one-on-one and very private, trusting
sure.
environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 10 to 15 girls
yeah.
per program.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We'll also be giving a summer program that we do each year, and it's a build-up of several program classes, culminating with a trip, a backpacking trip for the girls up into Lassen Park.
Oh, very cool.
That's what those pictures
trip.
Are.
Yeah, those are from 2 years ago. Yes. That was a great
trip. Because we have multiple things in the magazine, but Rhonda, you were just pointing out that there's a Cornerstone.
Well, Cornerstone also featured you guys in this issue.
Yes. So, yeah, they are great supporters of Girls League, and we love them.
Cornerstone
over there.
Bank, another local institution.
Right, right.
Which is cool. So, yeah, so there's a whole other thing there about your program and organization. So, again, give us the phone number and or web address.
Yeah, the Girls Inc. Northern Sacramento Valley number is 527-7767.
Okay.
And the website is girlsincnsv.org.
Do you have anything else? Gosh, I can't even talk. Do you have anything else you would like to share before we take
Well, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have prizes and a great trip to Ashland that we put together for a raffle prize.
Yeah, we have a package put together for people who join our Thousand Women Strong program.
And a few good men.
And a few good
men.
And the ticket purchase will... this year, the prize will be awarded at the Riverview event, and it's a weekend in Ashland. There's going to be tickets for the Shakespeare Festival and
a
wonderful resort up there. The Green Springs Inn and Cabin Resort has donated a 2-night stay in one of their deluxe cabins, which these things are fantastic.
You will sell lots of tickets.
Yes.
And we finish it off with dinner. And they're $100, and that's what our membership is, $100 a year.
Tax deductible.
That's to support the
which
girls.
Which is not a lot for a year.
To support the girls in the North State and run these programs.
That's great.
Cool.
You guys do good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
for
being here.
We really appreciate you coming and spending the evening with us and sharing about Girls Inc. and our chapter here in the North State. So
thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks
a lot.
All right, North State, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you to our next guest. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to a replay of the Enjoy Magazine show from May 5th.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, Casey and our listeners. This is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine. Gosh, I am so out of practice. Sorry.
Are you picking up what I'm laying down, girl?
Okay,
obviously
here we go.
Not. So before we get started here, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors tonight. We have Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Of course, everybody knows Dandelion. It's an awesome place to go do some shopping. Mother's Day is this
Sunday. Yep.
So, you know, if you need a personal gift and want to show your love, Dandelion's the place you can go. You can do clothes, jewelry, handbags.
They have all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things. And they're at their new location again, 1322 Pine Street. Beautiful new building. And we also want to give a shout-out to our other great sponsor every single time is Crackmasters at 3208 South Market Street. The number to reach them is 241-8373. They will help you out if you have an issue with, I'm sure, any of your glass in the vehicle. And I think they've got other things that they actually do, and I'm not sure what they are. I'm just familiar with their glass service.
Jeff
and they're
is great.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's been around for a while. So
they have. So thank you to both of them for their support and continuing to support our show here tonight. All right, Rhonda, my dear.
Okay, so our next guest tonight is Marilyn Roberon from Riverfront Playhouse. She is going to be talking about the next play that's coming up starting when? May 21st?
May 21st.
Yay! Well, thanks for being here, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, I'm so glad you invited me. I'm happy to be
here. I'm so glad that you're here, too. And I'm so glad it was in these great circumstances and not me on the front end of your car.
Oh.
I was crossing the street in front of you.
Tell your audience I almost ran you over.
That wasn't you. That was me.
We were jaywalking.
We were jaywalking, yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. And I'm so excited because I have a small little tiny teeny part of this production coming up, Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
Yes. This is a project that, well, they say you shouldn't direct a play unless you have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
I found this project with a classmate from high school.
Oh, wow.
And she directed it in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought it here to Reading, pitched it to Riverfront, and they go, we like it.
Mm.
But I couldn't leave it alone. I'm kind of an over-the-top person.
All right. Well, you're in good company then.
Yeah. So it was a reading play with five ladies. I've expanded that to nine. And then the thought, I wish it had been my thought. It wasn't. Someone said, why don't you bring the community into it?
Mm.
So we're going to have guest actresses that appear for one night only. And someone, James, that you know very closely is going to appear on June 4th.
Yep.
Can take a guess. Take a guess.
Well, I know it's somebody that I dislike very much. That would be my sister in crime, right?
Yeah,
right here, Miss Rhonda
Ball.
I'm
so excited.
Rhonda is going to be on the stage of Riverfront June 4th in my play. And it's not my play. It's our play.
Yeah.
The cast is wonderful.
Oh, it's a great cast. There's lots of veterans.
Yeah, if you've been involved in Riverfront, you'll know these names. They're seasoned, and actually, they kind of took over.
I can't wait. It's going to be. I was at rehearsal last night, and
do you go just tonight after here too?
I'm supposed to go tonight after here after the show, but
she was so good that I said you don't have to come.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm a natural, you know. You'll see me starring in the next Riverfront play.
Nice.
Yeah right.
Oh, that's the one with the balloons and the feathers?
Yeah.
No. That's not Riverfront.
But the really cool part for me is I would be petrified to have to memorize lines and go on stage and say them. So for me, there's a script right in front of me, and I don't necessarily have to memorize anything. But it's kind of nice because I've been reading it and I kind of know what to expect when somebody's saying something. And just the small part or the small rehearsal we did last night, it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be moving. It's going to be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of emotion. So
are you able to share the premise?
Sure. But first of all, the reason it's funny, Nora Ephron, Sleepless in Seattle, Harry Met Sally, she wrote this with her sister.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's not her usual male bashing. But it might think it's a chick thing, but if you want to learn about women, come see. Even if it was a go, you'll go, oh, that's why that happened.
Mm.
I can learn.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's the premise.
Okay.
Is one character repeats. That's the only character that repeats.
And that's Tammy Jones.
Uh-huh. Tammy Jones acting as Gingy.
She'll be great.
She's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Gingy is a real person to me now. And she remembers her life through the clothes that she wore. And so we have these little drawings, and she tells stories as she goes along. But interspersed is other people that come in and tell stories about their lives. They appear one time, that character goes away, but the actress comes back and is another character. We have 29 characters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twisted.
It's
fun. No, it's not blind
no.
at all.
It's fun. There's a little bit of language, so probably not recommended for children.
There are three instances that it's harsh. We have put out there that it is not for children.
Mm-hmm.
A parent of a teenager could make that choice.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it's just language. It's not. Yeah, but it is. There's some funny parts. There's some sad parts it's really moving.
I laughed. I cried.
Yeah.
actually, yes. It's there's funny parts. There's squabbling with sisters, mother and daughter issues. They address rape, but in such a delicate way.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, marriage,
your first bra.
Yes, which a guy doesn't understand. Oh my God, it's so dramatic. It moves quickly. You're gonna love the actresses. Boy, do they change from character to character.
Mm-hmm.
You'll say, oh, that's a different girl. They are wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So my night is June 4th, which is a Saturday night.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll fill the seats that night. And
the other guests
that are going
to
be there are... Hang on a second. I have it written down.
It's right there open on your left-hand side.
Are we talking about the other guests?
The guest actresses.
I know one's Donnie Greenberg, right? Or Donnie Chamberlain.
Donnie Chamberlin.
Sorry, Donnie. Yeah, I know. We're always used to
Donnie.
That. Me too.
Donnie Chamberlin will be there on June 5th.
That's a matinee.
Let's see. Sandy.
Walkrich.
And she will be there May 22nd. Wow, she's brave. Because it's the day after opening.
Well, and not only that, see, you and Donnie are kind of used to community and doing this.
Uh-huh.
Sandy runs an electric business. So she is really brave.
And then Susan Doherty is going to be here from the coast.
Alumni from Riverfront.
Yes, and she's wonderful. She'll be here May 27th. Melissa Fineau.
Yes. Now, this is a departure. Just let me tell you my little background here. I have been a peace officer my entire life. Melissa Fineau.
Bad Mama Jamma.
Yeah. Okay. Melissa Fineau is from the Public Defender's Office. What was I thinking?
That's awesome.
That's going to be great.
Oh, and she's delightful.
And then another Riverfront alumni, Dana
Swanenberg.
She'll be there on the 10th of June. So it's going to be fun. And then there's one more person that I think we're going to try and fill in for somebody that may not be able to do
Right. It'll be to be announced.
To be announced.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, that sounds really great.
It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited for you, and congratulations on this work.
Well, I am having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
is
so
this your
lucky.
First?
Yes.
Directorial.
Yes.
Debut.
Yeah. Okay. I've done assistant before
But you've been involved with Riverfront for quite some time.
I've been involved with Riverfront and been on stage many times.
Uh-huh. That's
very
right.
Very cool.
Yay.
Being on
all
stage
right.
is easier.
Well,
so
thank
cool.
you. Thank you so much for being here.
For
and I'm
the time.
Looking forward to it. I hope lots of people buy tickets. You can buy tickets at...
Through the Cascade
and it's
online.
Smart that you picked people that are somewhat have in the media certain individuals, not all, but because they'll continue. It'll be promoted heavily.
You know? the Donald Trump thing.
You're genius.
The idea was to bring community into community theater.
Yep.
And I was so excited when I got the call and was asked because, you know, it's just going to be fun.
It is.
And when you
very
said
cool.
I didn't have to memorize, I was, okay, I'm so there.
She could do it, though.
She didn't ask for money, though. That was good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thanks for being here, Marilyn. We appreciate you coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me here.
All right.
So now you can go to rehearsals.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, North State listeners, this is KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
A true country star, John Michael Montgomery, live in concert. Friday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation John Michael Montgomery perform his timeless hits such as I Swear, I Love the Way You Love Me, I Can Love You Like That, and Be My Baby Tonight, along with hits from his latest album. John Michael Montgomery has released 15 number one singles, received 4 Academy of Country Music Awards, and 3 Country Music Association Awards. Tickets start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Don't miss your chance to see John Michael Montgomery live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Friday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better, better at the river. At the river.
You're listening to a replay of the Enjoy Magazine show from May 5th.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM Community North State. This is James Mazzotta.
And this is Rhonda Ball.
We have two guests in our room. One of them we're just putting on hold, but she'll interject. The official at the moment will be...
Oh, John Truitt is here from Viva Downtown.
I let her do the end.
And I know that there's lots of lots of great stuff coming up. Viva's getting ready to do Market Street Fair. There's Pros
that
and
time
Joes.
Again?
It's that time. We're getting ready to do Market Street Fair. But first, let me say, hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Magazine looked great in May.
Thank and there's you very a little, much. There's a nice little ad
you
with
ran
you in
a
there.
A pretty groovy picture
yeah,
of me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Say, I
it's
thought I saw
picture.
Your mug in
it's
here.
It's from a few years back.
A few.
But it's still recognizable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very recognizable.
And thank
not
you.
Like a lot of the realtors that I see where I'm like, they're like, I'm in the realtor. And I'm like, oh, that's you?
Oh. Yeah,
you
I'm
going to
get one of those business cards where I've got the big hair and the big tie knot and everything like that. No offense to my realtor friends out there. But yes, Rhonda, it is time for Market Street Fair.
Market Street Fair.
That will be on Thursday nights, June and July, in the Market Street Promenade. Food, drink, live music. It's a free event. Come see your neighbors, enjoy a farmer's market, kids' activities, all kinds of good things. You know, it just feels good in there at night when you're listening to music, sitting on the grass, just having a good time with your friends and your neighbors. But before that happens, we're doing State of Downtown on Friday, May 13th. Yes, it's a Friday the 13th, but, you know, good things happen.
Good things.
Good things happen on Friday the 13th. You know, the accordion was patented on a Friday the 13th in 1847. So I just want everybody to know.
That's why I love you. I love your brain.
Tell that to my family.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're really looking forward to State of Downtown. A lot of great people that we want to recognize, some excellent businesses, just some good things that have been happening in downtown. You know, Viva Downtown's been around for 20 years. So it's our 20th anniversary. There's been a lot of changes in downtown, a lot of new organizations helping out and making downtown a great place to be. We're going to recognize that. That's at the Atrium, which is at the south end of the Market Street Promenade.
Yep.
Starts at 5:30. Five to 5:30 is a meet and greet. You know, come have a beer, a glass of wine, or some water, whatever your pleasure is. And then we'll start recognizing people from about 6 to 7. Then you're out. Go enjoy a restaurant in downtown.
It's going to be fun. I've been to the last several, so... And being part of the Viva Downtown board, I have some inside information, and it's kind of fun to know stuff.
Oh,
just going on.
Like I'm looking at you.
I'm
like,
not telling.
Oh, okay. Somebody's going to get shaken hard after this show.
Yeah,
spilling beans, girl.
Sounds like
no,
it.
No.
Sounds like it.
How dare you come on live radio with me with the secret?
So, and you know, and we want to thank the two of you, or I want to thank the two of you publicly. Because Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store, James, have really been great additions in downtown Reading. You know, we had, what was the last event?
Shops
we did Hops and Shops.
Hops and Shops.
You know, and you've been a great host of
I really liked our last brewery again. I liked the one before. It's really hard. Every time I think I'm getting a new one and I'm like, oh, darn it, I really liked the last one. They're just as great.
Yeah, I mean, you're terrific neighbors. I mean, you know, you are neighbors. You're right down the street from the office of Viva Downtown. I can just walk in and say hi to you anytime. And, you know, it's such a great feeling being in downtown. So it's really
we
a
love
community.
Being downtown.
Yeah, you can walk places. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know, you never realize how much time cars actually take. You know, get in, park, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. When you finally are walking, you got so much extra time on your hands to enjoy people and downtown and everything like that. So, you know. Thank you very much.
So, well, thank you for all the work you do.
Real quick, I know you have tickets, and I don't want to hold you up, but tell people, because there are people, I've actually tried sending them over to your office before when they're just talking about things in town. about VIVA itself is that it's a national organization, but they know a lot of people don't know that it exists here in Reading and what it is as a national organization.
VIVA Downtown is a national Main Street organization. Main Street organizations take what's called a four-point approach in developing a downtown. That is, they have an organization, which is a board with a fundraising and public information strategy. They have a design committee, which oversees history and the look of the community. I'm sitting right next to a member of the design committee, Sue Lang, who's also on the Historical Society. Yeah. Design takes a look at that. Economic restructuring, which hopes to improve, you know, business and building, bricks and mortar type of projects, and promotions, which is, you know, get the word out about downtown, hold events in downtown, make things happen. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if you follow this quote-unquote four-point approach, that you'll have success. And we became a national Main Street organization 7 years ago. Mostly we were an organization that was sort of known for, you know, throwing Market Fest before then. But then when we really started to knuckle down and pay attention to the nuts and bolts and the bricks and mortar and all the other things that make up a downtown, we've seen some success. Mm-hmm. And in just getting people to pay attention, we advocate strongly on a city level, on a county level, on a Caltrans level, on all kinds of different levels in order to make things happen and to make sure that, you know, this historic core of Reading and of Shasta County, you know, stays a focus, stays on people's radar so improvements can keep being made. Because, you know, this is where the history is. I mean, this is where Reading started. This is where there's unique businesses and unique buildings and a mix of, you know, residences and commercial business, retail business, stuff like that. We don't have anything else like that in Shasta County. But but these blocks, this downtown Reading, is where it's all happening and where we hope to make even more happen.
Well, and the reason why I wanted you to wanted to stress that is because as a retailer in that district, our downtown, we get a lot of people that come in from all over. It's surprising how our tourism base, but also a lot of newcomers that have moved to the area, will come in and say, okay, what else can I do downtown? And of course I do my best to point them out to things, and of course, you know, they're always comments as well, the downtown, it seems a little bit, you know, sparse or lost or those types of things. And I try to point out then, you know, at that point we have a very vibrant downtown organization, and if they want to do something about downtown, then it takes a village. I mean, there are those of you that are technically, I guess, I don't know if the word is employed, but there a lot of what you guys get is volunteer. And so
practically everybody's a volunteer. Yeah. The only people that are employed are we hire some program people to make sure that the big events, that the big events get staged.
Yeah.
I'm a volunteer. Our board members are a volunteer. Everybody's a volunteer. You're a volunteer.
Yep.
And so,
so I try to send them and
it takes a volunteer village.
If you want to see something happen, you have to take the time and invest in your downtown.
Thank you so much.
You just can't come in and say,
What did you do?
Yeah. Well, as John said, you know, VIVA's been around for 20 years, and John was at the beginning of VIVA Downtown.
Yes.
And we were, you know, reminiscing about what downtown looked like 20 years ago, and it's come.
And I've lived here for 20 years. It'll be 20 years in August, and holy moly.
Yeah.
I used to never go downtown. I would never go downtown. So, and now, and I work there, but I would go downtown now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better.
Yep. It is.
It is.
Thank you, John. I know you have some tickets to go see.
Going to go see Sound of Music, Shasta High School. Support the local musical.
We love you. Thanks for all you. Thanks for you and all you do.
Hey, and congratulations for being named Leadership Reading's Alumnus of the Year.
You know what? I'm proud of it, and I'm humbled by it. A lot of good people have gone through Leadership Reading, and and I'd always plug it, and I'd always push it for everybody. I think everybody has a good time in that group.
You do a great job and help us, too, so we really
appreciate it. Wow, I need to come here all the time and just have you guys tell me how wonderful
you
I am.
One of the 360 and say, yes, I do deserve this.
The
Arts and Communication Day is one of the most popular, and a lot of it has to do with you doing the tours downtown. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
So are you.
So are you. Yeah.
I'll be seeing you later.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll introduce you to our final guest of the evening. This is KCNR 1460 AM.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months.
during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months, your first two payments made by KMF, and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to a replay of the Enjoy Magazine show from May 5th.
Enjoy.
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 I love that when that comes back like that. Mm-hmm. Little pop. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Again, I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine.
And a little caveat that our music that's coming in is Janet Jackson's
yes.
Enjoy.
Yes.
And she's like made a big splash in the last couple of days. She is pregnant with her first baby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she'll be turning 50, I think, on Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes. And then she just came out with, I think, a new album or coming out, and she just had a new dance video, and she was working it hard. And I thought, you go, girl.
Wow.
I guess you can have it all these days, right? Be world famous. Be pregnant
imagine.
At 50.
I couldn't imagine.
At 50.
Oh my goodness, no.
But she's married. I didn't even know. I thought she was married to some other guy, and now I realize she's married to some gentleman that's a Middle Eastern billionaire, which, gosh, that
well,
might just kind of be nice. Anyway, you go, Janet. Congratulations. Thanks for bringing us into our segment.
And thanks. We want to thank Jared, too, for being here month after month when we do our show.
Jared,
you do a great job.
Jared's our producer, and he's been awesome. And Jared, this last time around, just got all of his hair cut off. He had beautiful golden locks of hair,
yes.
And it used to wave in the fan or behind this control booth, and he got it all cut off, and now we're having to get reacquainted. Anyway, so introduce us to our last guest.
Well, our last guest is here representing the Shasta Historical Society, and she has also been a recipient of the Leadership Reading Alumnus of the Year, actually in 2015. So
we had them back to back.
Yeah.
Stack them.
I'd like to welcome Sue Lang here tonight, and you are going to talk to us about an upcoming event.
Yes.
That's a really great event.
Mm-hmm. Well, you actually could talk to us about
all kinds
50
of stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
I could. Yeah. I'll do this. I'll concentrate on this, I think. Yeah.
Good evening, my dear.
Good evening.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
So what do you have for us?
Okay. Well, the Shasta Historical Society has free programs every month, pretty much every month. We do go dark during the summer. We have wonderful, wonderful programs that of interest to people in the community about history. We just did one on the Speedway. This month, actually, we're doing one on Ellington Peak, who was the person who started the livestock auction in Cottonwood. Oh, wow. And he started out with just a pittance, and now it's a million-dollar
wow.
business, and it's the biggest one west of the Rockies.
Hmm.
So right here, so Cascade Theater has done, we're going to be showing a film about this gentleman. Be very interesting mm-hmm. in honor of Rodeo Week. So we kind of like to tie our programs into
yeah.
sure.
you
what's happening.
You guys do a good job doing that, too.
Yeah. yeah, and so we just we have a great videographer that's on our board, and he did The Right Time with me,
mm-hmm.
and so he's working on this.
That's what
well.
I was going to ask you. I didn't want to derail your thoughts, but
yeah.
I was like, how do you get that? I mean, how do you do something like that? But so it's, this is something that you guys do in-house?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Just wonderful, wonderful volunteers.
Just more special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but at any rate, so we do these programs every month, and they're free to the public. But in order to do this and to keep up this level of quality of programs, we have one fundraiser a year, and it's the Taste of History. And this is our fourth time we've done a Taste of History, and it's done out at Old Shasta. And it's just so much fun. We have the fiddlers there. We have kids from the Stellar Charter School who dress up in
I think you
character.
Dress up too.
And in fact, I will be doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you fluttering around downtown in character.
Well, yeah, yes. Well, this time I'm going to be a 1930s May Helene Bacon Boggs, and I'm going to give people who are interested a tour. Of the gallery, the art gallery, which was May's gift to the state of California. So I've been madly trying to find a 1930s outfit, which is, yeah, so I'll figure out something.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you will.
There's nothing in the in all of the different things that have been done here in Reading, any of the wardrobe costume rooms.
Well, you have to remember, you're talking about a person who is 4'10" tall.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
There aren't, you know.
Is that what you are, 4'10"?
4'10", and May Helene Bacon Boggs was 4'10" as well. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to portray her
mm-hmm.
at the very age that I am now, so it won't be a stretch for me. that'll be part of the evening as well, and then the Litch Store will be open, and we have a great reenactor. His name is Frank Martinez, and he will be at the Litch Store in costume and being the proprietor of the Litch Store. So if you get there at 5:30, he will be doing a tour, and I'll be doing a tour. Then we end it. Then we go to the food, the wine, the music, the live auction, and the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
So this program keeps our society rolling along.
Yes.
And another interesting thing about our historical society, you know who our current executive director
yeah.
is, Christine Stokes, and she has decided to move to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and we just have gone from 0 to 60 with her as our executive
mm-hmm.
director. We
yeah.
we now have accreditation that we didn't have before. I can't say enough good things about
her.
It's
just dynamic.
Oh,
yes.
She's great.
Awesome.
So you'll have to be replacing her.
So we did.
Oh, you did.
So we interviewed quite a few people. We had very good response.
This.
And we're having, hope I can, yeah.
I think
it's been announced.
I think
this has been announced, yeah.
I did?
Mm-hmm. She is from Cody, Wyoming. But
oh,
lived in,
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she's starting the 9th of May.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. As soon as you said that, it
clicked.
Yes, because
yes,
so, Christine was in the store with
yep.
her.
Yep.
Right. And so Christine, bless her heart, has agreed to transition her.
Mm-hmm.
And
so nice.
John was saying at our design committee meeting yesterday, she's like the Cher farewell tour. That was funny. So we're excited about her coming. Sad to see Christine go.
Yeah.
But I think she's got a really good background in curatorial work. So
mm-hmm.
that
I love
be great.
That word.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I can just say it. Trips off the tongue.
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you, if I might.
Yes, please.
Okay. I brought a list of some things that are going to be up for the auction, not
okay.
the silent auction, because
mm-hmm.
there's many things
oh, yeah.
that we'll have. But
mm-hmm.
this is the live auction, and I know a lot of the listeners in this particular radio show are gun mm-hmm. enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is true.
these are some things that are going to be auctioned off. Now, I'm reading this. I have no idea about guns.
I mean,
I'm sure it doesn't show. But anyway, a Henry
mm-hmm.
22 Golden Boy, 22 lever action rifle crafted by Henry Arms Company, classic beauty. Lush bluing. I don't even know what that means. I thought that's what you use to wash your clothes with. And let's see, and then it's got laser edged emblem of the Shasta Historical Society on the stock.
Okay. Oh,
and that
nice.
Was cool. That was a gift from Old West Gun and Loan. Yeah. So people who are interested
I
in that.
I love Old West too. They're a great company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there is a gun club membership with the shotgun package. This package includes a Redding gun club membership, a Beretta 12-gauge shotgun.
Yes, I have one.
Shoot cards, shotgun shells, and two dinners. Dry, I guess you kill something. And, I don't
cook
and
it up.
Two, cook it up. And two dinners at Dry Creek Station. And so,
wow.
Yeah.
Then, now, Dry Creek Station, is that out? I'm sorry, forgive me. Is that the one that's out in Bella Vista?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, very cool. I like that place, too.
Okay, and then, but wait, there's more. Ruger.
Yes.
R-U-G-E-R. Okay,
yeah,
I'm saying it right. LCR. What's that?
That I'm not sure specifically.
Okay.
Ruger
okay.
is the brand, the name
oh,
of
okay.
The gun
maker. A 38 special revolver.
Yeah.
Highly rated Ruger LCR 38 special revolver is packaged with a concealed weapon course.
Ooh, nice.
Earmuffs, protective glasses, and 100 rounds of ammunition.
So it's a 38 special. I like that whole
so
package right
there's, and then there's for those who aren't gun enthusiasts, or even if you are, you can be both, I suppose. Weekend in Ashland, tickets to the Shakespeare Theater, a B&B up there. Let's see what else. Oh, a weekend at Historic River House, up for eight.
Oh,
wow.
So invite
there's
your
some
friend.
Great prizes. I actually won a couple from the silent auction last year.
Yeah.
And one of them was Shasta Caverns. It was a Shasta Caverns for four. So.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and I won a golf thing in Mount Shasta. So.
And we have that again as well as a night at the resort.
But now that you're playing golf, you should like that. Or did you use it or give
well,
it away?
No, Daryl used it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So.
Well, this is of interest to everyone. This is called Top Shelf Spirits Basket, and a collection of top-end single malt scotch, bourbon, gin, tequila, and vodka, plus the glasses.
Oh,
now,
wow.
How do y'all like that?
Wow.
Darn it, you know what I was thinking of? We should have had tequila tonight for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, of course.
A shot before we start each
guest. I was thinking about that. I should have brought it.
Yeah.
A shot for each guest.
Yeah. Oh, my.
We have to take a shot for every
for
guest.
Every guest.
Oh, well, yeah, you have to join in.
But it's probably a good thing we forgot.
I would be slipping under the table. Yeah. I'd be hanging from the microphone.
one of the things that we've done each year, and it's probably one of the most popular, and that's a dinner in the jail out at Old Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Uh-huh. And it's for 20 of your, or 19 of your friends and yourself.
And yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fun. It's held down in the jail, and it's all catered. And, people love that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet you. You get lots of great bids on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It's a really fun event. I've been for the last couple of years and have enjoyed it immensely.
Immensely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what kind of food is there? Because I'm all about the food. I'm thinking as you're talking about food, I'm drooling. I'm like, what kind of food is served?
It was different both times I went.
Yeah, and this year it will be different again. We have a different caterer, caterer who...
I want to know what history tastes like.
Oh, no. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, we don't have old bread and stuff like that. No. No. No, it's just regular old... Regular,
it's
not
kind of,
old food, but regular food.
Right, and it's kind of hors d'oeuvre
kind
of food.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
heavy.
Yeah, it's
heavy
no low-cal stuff, for sure. Yeah.
No, I mean heavy hors d'oeuvres. If she's saying hors d'oeuvres, I'm saying it's probably a heavy hors d'oeuvre.
Kind of,
so
exactly,
like
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we'll have several wineries. Mosley Winery will be there serving, and everyone loves it.
That's great. Yeah, Mosley's awesome.
Yeah,
so, you know, and then we just to reiterate, because you guys do some great stuff, it was only a few issues back, too, that we did an article on another project that the Historic Society implemented, and that was with you guys going around and...
The QR codes.
Yeah, that you can scan with your smartphone, and it will give you information about the property and or building historic significance to our community. It pops up on your phone so that you can start learning about.
Well, what's fun is it's not just somebody reading the history. It's Mike Griffintini did it, and he's in historic costume, and he is wonderful. Ty Boss did the video, and he calls Mike a one take wonder, and he really was. So we have eight of those around town, and the new. I was talking to Amy Pendergast yesterday because she's in charge of the bike the bike festival. And, oh, my gosh, all the stuff they're going to be doing for
that.
So
much stuff going on.
So I told her, I said, well, you guys are on this bike trail. I said, there's a QR code here and a QR code there and a QR code on the Diesel Horse Bridge. And she didn't even know anything about it. So she said,
well, that's why I bring it up.
Thank
because
you.
Because I think people don't know. And if they did, they'd use it. And it's something that hopefully we'll see continue to evolve and grow and more. And
it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, Sue, you know what?
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Yes.
Thank you for asking.
And we appreciate
your
busy body.
Such an advocate for our community, and we really appreciate all you do for all the boards that you serve on. And
do you know how many it is off the top of your head?
Three boards and two additional committees from those boards, and then special project.
Yeah.
Lots of those.
Well, thank you, Sue, so much for coming out tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, North State, for listening. Again, I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio. Good night.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Led by House Speaker Paul Ryan. He says the meeting plants the seeds for bringing the Republican Party together.
I was very encouraged with this meeting, but this is a process. It takes a little time. You don't put it together in 45 minutes. So that is why we had, like I said, a very good start to a process on how we unify.
Ryan still did not support Trump's presidential campaign, but Trump tweeted that things are, quote, working out really well, unquote. The federal government has no plans to hold up funds over the North Carolina transgender law.
The Obama administration opposes North Carolina's law that says transgender people must use public bathrooms that correspond to the sex on their birth certificate. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the government will not halt sending money to the state for now.
The administration will not take action.